بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الصدق. This is the chapter on truthfulness. Previously, we had explained what ulama have written with regard to truthfulness. This is also one very great quality that a person should endeavor and make effort to bring within him. Otherwise, it becomes a habit if a person, just as explained before, to be dirty, a person doesn't have to throw dirt on him. He just leaves himself like that. He doesn't wash himself and he will become dirty. Just like that, truthfulness also. If a person does not make any effort upon himself, then he will become a liar automatically. If a person wants to be truthful, which is a very great and very important basic quality, then he requires an effort upon himself. Otherwise, a person today, for example, politics, the name of politics has become lying. And if a person is a proficient liar and he can lie, he is a better politician. And unfortunately, this politics has come right into our families also. All our family feuds and fights that we have, it is all because of these being unfaithful, being not truthful, lying, etc. The amount of lies between husband and wife on the phones that they get caught out of things, etc. All this is because of these wrong and evil things which come automatically in a person. If a person is not conscious and does not make effort to take out all this from him, lying has come in almost all our deeni matters also. Unfortunately, where deen has come to teach us to be truthful, today people of the deen also resort to lot of lies and a lot of exaggeration and lot of misrepresentation. Truthfulness is to place a thing, to put a thing really as it is, correctly. That is what is truthfulness. And as we will read the hadith and the ayats, we will see how important truthful is in order to take us to Allah, to take us to Jannah. And lies is the work of shaitan and it will take us to Jahannam. Many a person thinks, well, just tell him this. And it means just tell him a lie. And it's just a cover up. Today, with regard to even in the home, mother will tell children that just tell daddy like this. Or the father will tell the children, tell mummy like this. So these lies have become very common and Islam has come to teach us this truthfulness. And as we will go along, we will see how important and how practical it was in the lives of the people. With regard to this, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. That O people of Iman, one thing is that Allah is addressing those people of Iman. The second is اتقوا الله, acquire taqwa, the fear of Allah. Now Allah consciousness, be realize that Allah is watching everything of yours. Whatever you speak, whatever your actions are, Allah Ta'ala knows them perfectly well. And in order to bring this taqwa within us and to develop our iman, Allah says, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Just stay with those who are truthful. Yeah, Allah is commanding us to stay with those who are truthful. Ulama have written that who are the sadiqeen? They are those people whose zahir and batin is the same. That is not outwardly, we are like very, very pious people. We dress up with all our amama, our jubbas, our beards, everything. But inside, that is completely different. Both things must correspond. Our zahir and our batin. Our hal and our qal. That is what we speak, our qal must correspond to our hal, what our condition is. Now, not that we speak a lot of good things, but our actions are totally different. That must also correspond. So these are those people that just by staying in their company, our iman will also be developed. just by staying in their company, our taqwa will also be developed. From that we can understand that how important this truthfulness is. And this truthfulness, that the most common, most company that we have or that we should have is of the husband and wife. If each one is truthful, it's going to help the other one. But the amount of lies that we have, then a person also in return speaks lies also. And lies are such a thing. To cover up one lie, we have to speak plenty other lies. And then a person loses all respect amongst people. When everyone knows that this person is a big liar, they don't want to associate with him, they don't want anything to do with him. And a person who is truthful is always loved by everyone. People respect and honor a person. And to get this truthfulness in us, great effort is also required. A person at times have to make lot of sacrifices also. A person can test himself easily just when a traffic inspector stops him. And the first thing his mind goes to some lying. And after the lying, some bribery. And after that, everything goes wrong. It looks like at that time we just got away with the situation. And we just did what we had to do, we think. But everything goes wrong in our lives then. This brings all other types of sin until a person's thinking also becomes perverted. And a person then thinks in everything, I can just get away with lying. And of course, that is never the case. For a while it can help a person, but it catches up with a person. And when it catches up with a person, the terrible dirt that comes out is unimaginable. Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example of this, that when a cat defecates, when it does its mess, then it just scratches the surface of the ground and covers it up with that. Very shallow it puts it. But as soon as the rain comes, some water falls, then the dirt, the smell starts coming out. He thought, I covered up the dirt, nobody knows about that dirt. But it's a very, very temporary covering up. Soon that dirt gets exposed and the smell that comes out is very terrible, the stench that comes out. So like that, by lying, a person thinks, I just got away with this. Whether it's a student, what is ustaz and teachers, whether it is our children, we ask them something, anyone, then we just want to get away with a lie. But very soon the terrible consequences of it comes out, and then a person suffers very greatly. And on the other hand, when a person is truthful, initially he will go through some difficulty, but then the respect and honor he gains is very, very great. So Allah give us the tawfiq to understand, to develop this quality of truthfulness, that under all conditions we speak the truth, and that we desist and stay away from lying in all its forms. That was a particular sign of a Muslim. Not really only his beard and his topi, but that whenever he spoke, he would speak the truth, no matter how much it goes against himself also. And if we judge ourselves according to that standard, we will see we fail almost totally with that today. May Allah guide us to righteousness and give us the tawfiq to do all what is right.